Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel joining us right after this.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
This past weekend, Sunup program, as produced by the folks from Oklahoma State University, featured comments from Dr. Daryl Peel talking about where cattle prices have been going this summer, feeder cattle prices, yearling prices, and stocker prices. He says that the relationship between the lighter calves and the yearlings, very interesting indeed.
You know, the impact of the drought this summer has pushed feeder cattle prices down pretty dramatically. In many cases, they bottomed about a month ago in late July. And if you look at what's happened, they've come back this last month, particularly for the lightweight calves. The heavier weight feeder cattle have not increased very much in price. They're pretty much where they were. But the lightweight calves have gone up, which means that part of that price line, if you will, if you look at price by weight for feeder cattle, has gotten much steeper. And so those lightweight calves are very expensive. The heavyweights are staying down. And so it's changed the price structure there when you think about that from a stocker standpoint in particular in terms of buy versus sell prices.
And Dr. Peel says that could well change your strategy as you look at buying some cattle this fall if you've got any pasture, wheat pasture or otherwise.
You know, we're thinking about planting wheat. We've gotten some rain. We have some prospects at least for wheat pasture. If that comes through, we're going to be looking to buy cattle in the next 60 days, let's say, depending on who you are. Traditionally, we like to buy, you know, we have a long tendency in Oklahoma to buy these lightweight calves. Put a couple hundred, 250 pounds of gain on them in the winter grazing period. If you look at that price structure that's out there right now, there's a very sharp break in that price structure that happens between 500 and 600, 550 and 600 pounds for steers. And so what happens is that there's actually, if you work out the incentives, if you work out the alternatives, there's a pretty strong incentive out there to buy a heavier weight animal. Instead of buying a 4-weight, you might want to buy a mid to high 5-weight or even a low 6-weight animal. And in this market structure, because of high corn prices, you can take those animals to bigger weights on the other end, so you're okay going to 850 pounds, maybe right, even to 900 pounds if you can get there, and there's very little discount on those big end animals. And so the best value of gain at the market today, and I think it will stay this way for the fall, will be on a bigger than traditional stocker animal.
Dr. Peel says right now, not much price difference between the heavier weight yearlings and the cattle ready to go to the packer. And he says if the cost of gain goes up much more this fall, we could actually see lighter weight calves get cheaper than those heavier weight animals.
We could actually see the lighter weight or the middle weight feeder cattle, a 550 to 600 pound animal, actually get cheaper than the heavier weight feeder cattle. And you would actually be rolling up the price instead of rolling it down as you put weight on those animals. The point is, we don't know if that's going to happen, but we're very close to that point where that could happen. And so what it means is that producers really have to watch this market for the dynamics that are out there for the next few months. It could change pretty dramatically.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, Superior Livestock Auctions got their Labor Day week sale September 5th, 6th, and 7th coming up. 95,000 head on RFD-TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,000 calves on cows and wean calves on Wednesday, September 5th. 24,000 yearlings from all regions on Thursday, September 6th. And 44,000 wean calves on September 7th. For more information, call them 800-422-2117 or visit them on the web, www.SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.